We're here today at the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Convention at Redlands Community College, talking today with Dr. Bob Hunger. Dr. Hunger, you talked today about some of the disease issues that growers face this year during the growing season. Tell me a little bit about just kind of a quick overview of what we saw this year.
Well, this past year there was a number of things we expected and some we didn't expect. Leaf rust was definitely the primary and predominant foliar wheat disease. There was a little stripe rust early, a little powdery mildew, but leaf rust is the one that came the hardest on the foliar disease side of it. We did see some surprises a little bit with some root rots around, but those weren't major. There was also a barley yellow dwarf that was predominant around the state, which was a little surprising because there were not a lot of aphids that were reported through the fall and winter and early spring. But then the biggest impact of the disease was wheat streak mosaic virus, which is transmitted by the wheat curl mite, and it was fairly widespread and quite severe across a lot of western, northwestern, and the panhandle.
And so that's actually been something that's happened over the last couple of years now. It seems to be kind of growing in its area that it's been affecting, right? Not just concentrated to hotspots, but it's going further east than you would have thought, too.
It certainly did this past year. It came down in through central Oklahoma, Payne County, Kingfisher County, those areas, and we hadn't seen it spread that far in the past. It may have just been the right kind of year for it. There may have been a lot more volunteer wheat, abandoned wheat fields wasn't controlled, and then the environment was good for the curl mites and the virus both.
Which that's something that Dr. Marburger talked about earlier today, was making sure that you break that green bridge to make sure that you're controlling that a little bit better, and that's something that farmers should be looking at this year when they start planting, correct?
Oh, without a doubt, it's important to be a good neighbor. Breaking that green bridge, that volunteer wheat and grassy weeds that harbor the mites and the virus, killing those for a period of at least 2 weeks before commercial wheat emerges is key to limiting losses from wheat streak mosaic. And that's important for your own fields as well as for your neighbor's fields.
So were there any certain varieties that you saw this year that were more susceptible to these diseases?
No, not really. There are starting to be a few varieties come out now that have some resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus and the wheat curl mites, but by far and away, most of them are still susceptible, and those that do have resistance aren't very well adapted for the most part to Oklahoma. But that's the way it's going to go in the future. There will be more varieties coming with resistance to the virus and or the mites.
So as far as fungicide applications and different preventative measures, what did you find worked the best this year? What are your recommendations for growers?
Well, the fungicides, of course, that would be used for the foliar diseases, the leaf rust, stripe rust, powdery mildew. And again, this year, there was moderate to heavy pressure. Most of it was moderate. And the fungicides definitely are going to increase yields anywhere from 10 to 20%. And under heavy disease pressure, it can even be more than 20%. So using the fungicide is something that people need to watch, especially if they have a variety that's susceptible.
And then planting date is also very important, you mentioned.
Yeah, planting date can be, especially for the wheat streak mosaic virus, because when you plant a lot earlier, and of course that's done to use wheat as a dual purpose crop, that early planting date gives the diseases and the insects much, much more time in the fall to infect the crop and infest the crop and start that disease process for it. A later planting date in October, later October, that gives a much less time in the fall for that to occur.
And so just looking ahead, obviously you said this year was one that had a lot of surprises to it, and we never know what's coming in the future, but what's your expectations for this coming year?
Well, for this coming year, I think there's been a lot more word put out about people watching out for wheat streak mosaic, so I think people will do a better job of controlling their volunteer wheat. But other than that, the foliar diseases just depend on what kind of weather we have through the later fall and winter and spring, and then the inoculum that comes from the south, because the rusts especially rely upon that inoculum spores being blown up from Texas into Oklahoma. So that just always depends depends what happens down in Texas through the fall and winter. If they have a very dry conditions, they tend to not have as much of the foliar diseases. A lot less inoculum comes up here, and then there's a lot less foliar diseases.
Anything you would add about anything coming up or what we've seen in the past?
Mostly just that variety selection. Know what you want to really try to control with the genetics and use variety selection charts to help with that. And then scout your crop, not just for insect pests, but also for the problems you can have from the foliar diseases.